the principal saint whom we celebrate today is a very unique saint, Saint Romuald. He was born in Ravenna of a noble family about a little bit after the year 900. And he and his father were hunting or something, and in the meantime, a fight ensued between his uncle and another man. And so the other man killed his uncle. Of course, he was filled with rage and had the Italian necessity, quote-unquote, of vengeance. And so he sought the man out, and he found him on Good Friday. He was writing, maybe he wasn't a very good Catholic, but he was from a very good Catholic family. Anyway, he was riding to church, and he got off his horse, and immediately he faced the murderer of his uncle, and he was about to cut him to pieces when all of a sudden he saw the crucifix, he saw Jesus Christ. And he understood that this meant that he must forgive him. So he put his sword in the scabbard, and he went to him and embraced him and raised him up. And then immediately after that, he went to the mountains, to a hermitage of the Benedictine order. And the man whom he had forgiven also went. In the meantime, he became a monk and then a priest. And a few years later, it was revealed to him, and became a hermit priest. They live by themselves. They have their own chapel and say Mass on their own, and all that entails a hermit, a solitary life. And so eventually he went to the area of Camaldoli, and there he founded a new branch of the Benedictine family, of which there are many, and they are still around, the Camaldolese branch. And the Camaldolese monks get together once a week for lunch, the main meal of the monastery, and then other than that, they have Mass in private in their own little cells or houses that are built for them. They have everything that they need in one little house. In the meantime, St. Romuald was asked for advice by popes and kings and so forth. And he died a holy death at the age of 120. So perhaps if we want to live a long life, maybe we should live by ourselves and let everybody else go, not always bother us and raise our blood pressure. But anyway, St. Romuald. And then another saint that is of interest to us, it is the West Saxon prince or king, St. Richard, who eventually died in Italy. And he is the father of Saints Willibald, and Walburga. And just recently I got a flask, a tiny little flask, of the oil of Walburga, where in their tomb, they're all buried together at Eichstätt. I have said Mass many times. And that oil comes from her bones. So it's almost 1,000 years, and it's still emanating from her bones, the oil of Walburga, which is very, very prized spiritually, and also brings about many miracles. So we also pray today to Saint Richard. He's not here, of course. I'm not sure that's his patron saint, but if you know anybody named Richard, pray for him on this day. In the meantime, it is First Friday, the day dedicated to honor and penance, in honor of the most sacred heart of Jesus. And he asked for this of St. Mary Margaret Alacoque around 1670. He also offered many promises and blessings along with this. But we need to remember, when we do this, we need to go to confession, to Mass and Communion, and pray for the intentions of the Holy Father. Of course, whatever that is, God will take care of it. But we need to want to receive the indulgences. You cannot receive an indulgence, no matter what, no matter how great or how lavish, unless you want to receive the indulgence. So you need to make your intentions now before communion to want to receive all the indulgences and blessings that are available to us on this day. So we pray to these saints and all the saints, and there are many, many others, for the blessings that Christ our Lord bestows upon us today and every day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.